You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of the MLB.com, and I'm joined by Greg Johns, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. And Greg, in going through the spring stats, and I know they're spring stats, and you and I have been taught over years and years to discount them, but the Mariners' offensive stats look like something from a video game that every guy they run out there, all the guys that are counting on the play seem to be hitting 392 or something. I guess in that way it's been a very encouraging spring for what Jack Cerenzik put together.
Yeah, I mean, they went into this offseason saying, hey, we got to fix, got to improve that offense. One of the best pitching staffs in baseball, and just short of a playoff spot. How do you get there? You get another run a game. If you can do that, you're gold. I mean, that's kind of their theory. If they can score four runs a game, they're going to be good. That's kind of the golden mark for them. And to get there, hey, they brought in Nelson Cruz, they brought in Seth Smith, Justin Ruggiano, some veterans, and all those guys have lived up to Bill here so far in spring. And as you say, it is spring, but when you put the lineup together, you know, spring is tough. You know, you got split squad games, you got, you know, guys in and out of the lineup, so you don't often see the whole group together. But when you do, 1 through 9, that's a pretty good group. And guys that haven't been talked about a lot, you know, Mike Zunino hitting real well this spring, Dustin Ackley hitting very well. I mean, these young guys are going to be a big part of that too. But I think you always come back right now to that 3, 4, 5 spot with Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Kyle Seager. That's a pretty good lineup. And you know, Austin Jackson leading off, and Ricky Weeks, they got up there hitting number two a lot. Seth Smith, the guy with good on base, going to play a lot of right field and hitting that number two spot as well. That they've got the makings of a much improved offense, and that's really going to be the key for this team. I mean, you got to think that pitching remains the backbone, but if you got some run potential to go with that, it's a pretty good group.
Yeah, and you know, two of the guys you mentioned there, their names jumped off the stat sheet for me, and that would be Zunino, the young catcher, and also Austin Jackson. Both those guys struggled at times offensively last year, although Zunino's hit with power, which is, you know, that's a pretty good swap. Can you talk about the adjustments those two guys made and what the coaches were looking for and what those guys tried to do and were they able to do it?
Yeah, Zunino's pretty specific. You know, he just wants to go more up the middle and to right center. He just feels like it's going to keep his bat in the zone a little longer. Not just pull the ball all the time. He's got good power. He popped one out to right center over the home run the other day, and he's always had that power. But they really are looking for him more situational hitting, just to be a better hitter, you know, with two strikes, give himself a better chance. And they've seen that this spring. If that carries over in the regular season, you know, if you can get his batting average up to 240, 250, and the way he plays defense, you know, he's an all-star potential catcher. There's no question about it. A young kid that's it's certainly on the rise and a big part of the future here. And the way he handles the pitching staff, really impressive for a young kid. Austin Jackson, talking to him, he's just more comfortable this spring. I mean, he came in last year, middle of the season, gets traded from the Tigers, you know, new team, new everything, you know, just kind of on the fly. And he said, hey, I'm just more comfortable. This is a good feeling. I'm here in the spring. I'm working with these guys. And he's, to me, a big catalyst. He's a big key to this season. If he's getting on base up in the top of that order, that really opens up things throughout the lineup.
You know, and the other thing that looks like has emerged is in really a dream scenario, some pitching depth. That Taijuan Walker has been fabulous. But then the guys that were competing for the fifth spot with Taijuan, they've all been pretty good. So, I would think going into the season there's going to be a comfort level that when we need that sixth starter, that seventh starter, and they will need them at some point, that some pretty good things have emerged during the spring. Do you agree with that?
No question. I mean, I think the brightest spot of this camp is just keeping those guys healthy. I mean, the difference between last year and this year really is just the arms, all those pitching contenders are still there, still strong, and making for a very difficult decision. Taijuan Walker has made that decision a little easier, I think, by going out there and throwing 18 innings without giving up a run. When you get that,
yeah.
You got a kid, you know, six hits, four walks, and 19 strikeouts in 18 innings. I mean, those are numbers you cannot ignore, and he certainly looks like he's going to be the guy as the fifth starter as we as we speak at the moment. And Renis Elias, is the young kid's probably going to be left out in that mix. But as you mentioned, you got to look at the big picture here. If you have a sixth starter, if he's starting the year in Tacoma, that's pretty critical for this team. You know, I was looking at it this morning, Paxton, you know, for all the power that he brings them, you know, he only threw 74 innings last year. Taiwan Walker, 38 innings for him, 120 total with the minor league stuff. I mean, these guys are young, and they're going to have to be careful with them innings-wise. Elias, you know, last year as a rookie, pitched very well for them, started 29 games, but he kind of ran out of gas, got up in the 160 range innings at the end of the year, and he'd never got that far before, and at the end of the season, he was you know, tired arm. They're going to have to be careful with those kids. Elias kind of gives them that escape valve. You know, if he's waiting in the wings, that's a big thing. You know, to have another healthy arm and a guy you can count on to come up if needed. Very few staffs go through a year with five guys, as we all know, and having a sixth guy of that magnitude could be pretty key for this club.
And it looks, is there anything you think that is keeping Jack Cerenzik and Lloyd McClendon up, not worrying about in this spring training? Is there one area of concern, or is it just a matter of just, hey, let's keep our team on the field and we'll find out how good we are?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Lloyd was saying yesterday that for him, you don't really know your team until about 50, 60 games into the season, about a third of the way. You know, he says we're gonna work things out. You know, I've got a pretty good grasp of this club, but we want to see how things work in the lineup. You know, he's toying with some things. You know, he's trying Ricky Weeks leading off a little bit, putting Austin Jackson second. You know, he wants to figure out how guys mesh. But big concerns, I think, far fewer than I can remember in a camp. This is a pretty solid club throughout. I think, you know, maybe right now as we speak, they'd like to see the bullpen you know, a little stronger here in spring. They've had some guys with haven't pitched as well as they'd like, but that's another area where they just have a lot of depth. So, you know, they've got 9 or 10 guys that are going to be battling for 7 spots. So, you know, if you're not pitching well, you're probably going to end up starting here in Tacoma. You know, Lloyd said yesterday, the really only lock for him in the bullpen is Fernando Rodney. You know, everybody else is got to make the club, and it's going to be interesting. There's going to be some tough decisions there. So the concerns they do have, they can kind of cover with depth, and that's something we haven't seen around the Mariners for a few years for sure. And I think most major league clubs to have most of your bases covered pretty solidly, that's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, I laugh because I can just hear, I can just hear Lloyd McClendon saying it exactly that way. But anyway, great stuff as always, Greg, and we'll talk to you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.